Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "'Tis the Spirit of God that has made me. 'Tis the breath of the Almighty that gives me life.'" So as we take 3 deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Extend the stomach, lower the diaphragm, and take in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Now bring your attention into your heart space, into the cave, the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our 3rd and final deep breath in, let us be intentional to be present in this moment, consciously communing with the ground of being, the source that is God in us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Today, I'm continuing Psalm 106. May we embrace creation as a whole and become attuned to all the world. May we be a blessing to the universe and see divinity in the within and the without of all things. O great hunter, search our beings. Excuse me. Awaken our inner eyes and ears. Come into the secret room of our hearts and be our guest. Help us to understand and embrace the fears that bind us, that we may grow in courage and challenge injustice wherever it prevails. For as we withdraw our projections upon others, balance and harmony adorn us. Our peaceful presence becomes blessings to the world. We become one with all of creation. Yes, as our hearts are awakened to your presence within us, we are led back to the source of all life. Call us, O beloved, to spaces of solitude and times to befriend the silence, that we may ever know, O Divine One, that you are with us always. We cannot hide from your love, for you, in whom we live and have our being, distinguish not our race or creed. Male and female are equal in your sight. You take pleasure in the richness of diversity. May we learn the bitter lesson of judgment. 'Tis but a mirror of ourselves we see. Increase our willingness to risk. Beloved, to be open to change and surprises by the Spirit. To be willing to suffer that our souls may grow. For our souls increase as we let go. As we release all that diverts and separates us from you. Gather us together, O healing presence. Forgive us for the destruction we wrought among the nations, that we may live in peace with all people and bring glory to your name. Blessed are you, creator of all that is. We praise you from everlasting to everlasting. With joy and gratitude, let all the people say amen. Praise be to you, our joy. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. May we consciously hold to the truth that there is nowhere where your presence is not, that in every condition, situation, circumstance, or experience we find ourselves, we are one with you and all that you are. Truly, as the psalmist said, we live, move, and have our being in the divine omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, that is your Spirit, that is your life force, that is your presence, that is your power. May we see unity and not diversity in a way that separates us or makes us feel superior or inferior. May we come back to the remembrance that every part of creation is an expression of your divine life, your divine presence, your divine power. And as such, may we revere it as so. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. At this time when there seems to be an excessive amount of fear that is permeating not just our homes, not just our nation, but across the globe, may we sow peace and light into the collective consciousness to remember that love conquers fear, that love is greater, that truly in every situation, condition, or circumstance, there is a solution. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we are facing what we are considering a crisis at this time, let us not have a crisis of conscience. Let us not forget our innate divinity. Let us remember who we are and whose we are, and allow our spiritual side to come to the fore, even if our egoic nature is wrestling with us. Divine beloved ground of being, there is so much that is happening across the world. And whilst we may be obsessing with COVID-19, there are still people starving. There are still people in refugee camps not knowing how to feed their children or needing medical attention. There is still so much suffering across the rest of the world. Let us hold in our hearts all these situations and conditions that are too numerous for us to mention, that even we have forgotten about because it's not in the news. Let us hold in our hearts every situation, every human need that exists. And remember that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. For all those who have died, whether through this crisis or anything else, as they transition homeward bound to you, we know to be absent and the body is to be before you. May their loved ones be comforted, especially as they may not have been able to say goodbye. May they remember that love is eternal and never dies. It lives on in the hearts of those left behind, in the memories that they still hold. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. For all those that are worried about their jobs and how they will make ends meet, how they will provide for their families, touch their hearts, calm their spirits, soothe their souls, that they may remember that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. in these trying times, may we not forget that our faith is deepened and that we are emboldened and empowered as we remember that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. For anything I have failed to mention, for anything I have failed to ask for our each and individual needs and our collective needs, I surrender them to you now. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, I am ever grateful. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
Amen.
Take a deep breath in and let the words of the vibrations of this prayer resonate within you. And affirm after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in and let our prayer of intention saturate our being, that we can hold to this truth and express from this truth. Divine Beloveds, I wish you a very blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Stay safe, keep your distance, and be well. I look forward to joining you on Sunday for our Palm Sunday service this coming week. Until, peace and blessings.
Thank you.